stopping and going. Workers were on docks loading and unloading cargo. It reminded me so much of my beloved Alexandria. Anthony took me to the soldiers' barracks. Puzo stayed an arm's length from me, his hand on the hilt of his sword at all times. I saw men training, marching. We toured the beach where Roman galleys lay on their sides, having barnacles scraped from their hulls so they would move faster through the waves. The harbor master told me that my father's fleet had been out of the water last month, scraped, and with new tar pressed between the beams for a better seal. All was ready. By the time Antony returned me to Rome, it was sunset. I could smell aromas from the street kitchens, meat roasting, and fresh onions. Oh, I was famished, having not eaten since breakfast. My fingers ached from holding on so tight that I could not unstrap my sandals. It took Neva an hour to untangle my wind-blown hair, and she said my face is so burned I look wretched, like girls who toil in fields under a hot sun. But I suffer only from the most pleasant fatigue, and from knowing we will soon be able to leave for Egypt. My heart is merry, also, because Antony and I did not quarrel, not once during the entire day.
Well, I thought that there was foreshadowing that Mark Antony and Cleopatra were going to get together, and I think I was right. They are definitely getting pretty friendly with one another. Not only does Cleopatra say they didn't quarrel once all day, she admits that she feels merry after being around him. I guess that this relationship is going to become even more interesting. Let's find out. Keep reading, starting at the top of page 146 with Summer Again.